This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Lots of reasons why I love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got great odds and markets for the MLB, PGA Tour, tennis, football futures, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. Plus, it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. You can discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, August 15th, and we've got all kinds of great grade A bullshit to talk to you about today.
Oh, yeah.
You should have heard the bullshit we were just talking about, as always.
No, they shouldn't have. No, they shouldn't have.
As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friend, Mr. Skincare Routine himself, Jethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
We will not explain that joke with them bubbas.
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike.
Can I make an announcement?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that an album from the greatest rapper of our generation dropped this past weekend. Young Nudie, please tap in.
Okay.
I'm asleep. He did this shit with Pierre, too?
Yeah, Pierre is all over that shit. That's what, hey, I don't know if y'all heard the leaked version or the unreleased version of Whole Lotta Red, which was like the original version of Cardi shit. Mm-hmm. That shit would have put Cardi, like, bro, like, I feel like God didn't let it release because people, like, kids would have died in the mosh pit. That shit went crazy. Like, so, but dog, Like, bro, that should have been crazy with Pierre. And I think Nudie just kind of like, hey, fuck it. You know, I'm running with him since you fucking around with Kanye making fucking, you know, that scratchy ass music he's making now. But anyway.
I'm glad you said Young Nudie because I thought you were backing your way into some sort of a comment about the game. And I was about to fucking spit my hint water out through my nose. I tried to listen to that game album. I don't know that there's ever been a musician in any genre that I fucked with more for a period of time that I fuck with less than the game, bro. There was a good year run where I was burning holes in the fucking iPod with fucking game shit, dude. And I like, so my friend texted me and said, there's now 10 good seconds on this whole album.
That motherfucker dropped 30 tracks in 2 hours. I was like, god damn, why?
You ran it, Tyler? Y'all ran the whole thing?
It took me 2 days to get through it, and I mean, it's just, man.
Why did you do that to yourself? What made you
Because at one point, he had the light, John. At one point.
Game got some heat in his discography,
yes.
Bro. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but this is like, this ain't that game, though. That game has been gone for a little minute.
I don't know. His last album was hard as hell, Born to Rap. That shit was cold.
I didn't all the way get into it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just don't feel like I need to put in any more time into the game, bro. He's had a lot of my time. Like Mike said, I played the hell out of him during the time period. You know, we moved on. Young Nudie has grabbed the baton and is running.
But this is the problem that Tyler and I have because you are so eager to listen to young rappers, and I don't like a very high percentage of younger rappers, and so as the older rappers are also getting trash, I feel like I'm like that polar bear in the nature documentary where the ice caps are melting and he's standing on one piece of ice is getting smaller and smaller every year. I'm like, I need Benny the Butcher to drop a new album real quick.
He got some new shit coming too.
I mean, it's always gonna be fire. You can always count on him.
Yeah, Griselda always gonna hold it.
Griselda always gonna come through for you.
That's the only floating ice cap that I have left.
Other than that, it's all jazz in the household. You know,
it's a lot of jazz in the household lately, for sure. All right, let's talk about the fact that Draymond Green is a good human being, and we would be saying that even if he were not a teammate of ours at the Volume Podcast Network.
The Volume Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, listen.
Dog, his back and forth with Ja, like, you know what I'm saying? I sent it to group chat. I'm like, yo, you can't be any more stand up than this. You know what I mean?
Tell people
like
what happened for people who didn't see it. Tell people what happened.
Young Buck, you know, they've been talking shit all summer and all that, right? And now they're playing on Christmas. And Ja hits Dre and is like, yo, we got what we wanted, Dre. And then Ja and Draymond responds. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the power of your voice, young man. You know what I'm saying? You understand how powerful you are. Also, let's get to it. We're going to battle. But come by the crib afterwards and bring your family. Let's have some Christmas dinner afterwards, too. Bro, it's like, yo, I'm going to take care of you while you're in my city. You know what I mean? After we fucking battle. And you know what I mean? You're the future. Lean on that. Know your power. Understand that. It's beautiful to me. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Draymond is someone who has always known his leverage and, you know, the power that he has in certain situations. Like you see after they got that ring, he was like, okay, it's time to re-up. You know what I'm saying? I need that max. You know what I mean? Like he's someone who knows his value, who knows how to leverage his value. And, you know, that's, you know, commendable on its own accord. But to see him kind of, you know, passing that knowledge on to the youngest, like, yo, we're the ones who make this shit move, not these owners. You know what I'm saying? It's us. Nothing moves without us. Don't ever forget that. I thought that was some stand up shit from Draymond.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's going to be really interesting to me is he's so much on this new media kick. And to me, for the most part, a lot of the new media stuff is just, you know, athletes doing the dumb shit that talking heads used to do. You know what I mean? I don't love all the new media stuff. I support the athletes, you know, making money off their own opinions and shit. But this to me is what's going to be really interesting, because would you guys agree that whether it's basketball, football, whatever, typically when a player retires and then joins the media, you kind of feel like you can see them changing sides a little bit. You know what I mean? You know they're going to probably say some somewhat incendiary shit about their former teammates. There's definitely that separation, right? Of like, okay, now I'm over here with these guys. Draymond, as he's already become a big force in media, obviously, seems like he might want to actually make this transition into TNT and a broadcasting world post-career. He might actually want to do that in a new way, where it's not so old heads versus the young guys. You know what I mean? Do you see maybe this is, he actually is going to kind of change the way that dynamic works a little bit?
I can see that. I think that, you know, like you said, Draymond is for sure a super pro player guy. You know what I mean? He's extremely pro player. And like you said, a lot of times when guys get against that booth, they shift a bit. You know, they become company guys. They become, you know, guys who side with the franchise over players with disagreements. I don't see Draymond being like that. And that's what we love about Draymond. You know, he's a straight shooter. You know what I'm saying? He's not gonna kiss anybody's ass. He's gonna tell you exactly how he feels and exactly how he sees shit.
I think we all have superpowers. And I think Draymond's superpower is that he's fucking Draymond every fucking where he goes. And he can be that. You know what I mean? And that's how I don't see him changing at all for new media. I think also his version of new media doesn't seem like new media in the general sense. New media to him is more like a marketing thing. Draymond's just being himself and speaking his, you know what I mean? Like, he's an extremely intelligent dude. He sees the game in a way most people don't see it. You know what I mean? And he can verbalize that in a way that is enjoyable to listen to. You know what I mean? I don't think he has to switch up to be entertaining the way the other people have. He doesn't have to rely on talking shit and you know what I mean, and all that clown shit to get attention. Draymond's smart enough and interesting enough to just be himself and get that attention. So I don't see him switching up in that way. I think Draymond, like you said, will cause, you know, media to change. But yeah, I don't think like he's trying. This new media thing doesn't seem like he's trying to create something new.
Yeah.
It's just he is being himself, which is something different. And that's why he's so successful. You know what I mean?
Well, we obviously have a lot of respect for him. We used to share a podcast producer with him back when Jackson used to produce our podcast. So,
yeah. All of a sudden, he doesn't have Wi-Fi today. You know what I mean?
Funny how that works.
Shout out to Adam Gracia, the OG producer of the Jenkins and Jones podcast.
Stepping up when others couldn't. You know what I mean?
He's not the stepfather. He's not the step producer.
He's the producer that steps up.
All right, come
on.
The NBA announced last week that they are going to retire Bill Russell's number 6 jersey league-wide. Players currently wearing the jersey, including obviously a pretty prominent one in LeBron James, will be allowed to continue wearing it, but no new number 6 jerseys will be issued ever again. We'll talk about the other stuff later. We'll talk about the other stuff in a second, but first, just about the Bill Russell jersey and retirement. What did you guys think of this? Is this a appropriate, you know, tribute to pay to Bill Russell?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great way. I don't think that there's anyone who meant more in like the, if we're talking like, you know, a whole social aspect of things. Like, I don't think there was anyone who meant more in that realm in NBA history than Bill Russell did. So yeah, I'm all for that. I just kind of wish that we did things like this when guys were alive. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you could have done this for like Bill Russell's 75th birthday or something, perhaps. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I do. You know, I'm all on board with it. But you know, I just think we gotta start giving these folks these flowers while they smell them. But you know, to that point, Bill Russell was for sure appreciated, was for sure loved, you know, during his time here. But you know, I think a grand gesture like this, I just don't think we need to wait for someone to pass for things like this. You know.
I think, like, I agree completely with what you said. And speaking to the fact that you were saying doing things when people were alive, bro, MJ, nobody should wear 23. Why we let niggas out here wear 23, bro? As much as I love LeBron, anybody, nobody deserves to wear that number, bro. That's MJ's number. So I mean, let's go ahead and do that.
That's just kind of from a stance of this motherfucker, it was a basketball god, you know, which Bill Russell was too, but Bill Russell meant so much more, you know what I mean?
I understand socially, I understand that, I understand the social point, but like, bro, the league is not where it's ever at Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, there are people within every, you know, every generation, like with Bird and Magic, you know, they
I think you could make the same argument with Bird and Magic. Your Bird, yeah, Magic, yeah, yeah. MJ in that,
yeah,
way. Yeah.
Yeah. And then MJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm tired of those numbers, man. But I mean, yes, socially, that aspect, Republicans wear Nikes too. We're not going to compare him to Bill Russell. You feel what I'm saying? But when we talking ball and importance to the game, you know, like, oh, yeah, in today's game, dog, there's very few people that, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that's more important than MJ. So doing all we do a live show, give him his flowers now, bro. Retire that damn number. So nobody deserves to wear 23.
I agree with that.
Already did that for some fucking odd ass reason, but
they thought they were gonna start. Here's my feeling. I think they thought it was gonna be a Jerry Maguire moment. They were like, "We're retiring MJ's jersey. Who's with us?" And then everyone else is like, "Shit, all our young guys are wearing number 23."
So. Right.
And they gave that man the split Bulls Wizards jersey. I'm like, bro, we don't even have to lie like that wizard shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Just put that Bulls up in the rafter, bro. Put that red and black up there, dog.
Yo, we going to lie about that Wizards. Like, I be telling y'all, we lying about Wizards. Some people will not know that Wizards shoes. I will look her dead in her fucking eye. Those clear baby eyes, big old baby eyes, and say,
trusting you.
Wikipedia is lying like a motherfucker. That wizard shit never happened. I don't know what the fuck these motherfuckers talking about. Okay? We gonna lie about that. But I know what you're saying, Tyler. We ain't gotta lie and see like that was like a great moment in MJ history.
Yeah. It was a solid moment, you know, averaging 25 and 5 at 40 years old. That ain't bad, but that ain't MJ, you know.
That's great. Seeing him do what he did at that age was incredible. I would love to see him going out, getting that steal from Karl Malone, going out and dropping that motherfucking joint after pushing. Is it Byron and Brian?
Brian
Russell.
Long Beach State alum, Brian Russell.
After Long Beach State alum got cooked on national television from an all fucking globe.
He pushed off. He pushed after money. He got pushed off. After he got after pushed he got, off.
Hey, push off, whatever. It was money, and that's the game. You gets nothing. I would love for him to have gone out that way. And I think that year, didn't he get like
he did go out that MVP, way. He did go out that way to me, like you said.
MVP. You feel me?
That's where my I remember Michael Jordan, the businessman, playing some basketball in a Wizards uniform. But Michael Jordan, the basketball player, retired after beating the fucking Jazz.
Big facts.
All right. This is vaguely uncomfortable because I don't want to seem like I'm being disrespectful to Bill Russell because I do have obviously like immense respect for him.
I need to
talk. This is the closest thing to a hot take I've had about the NBA ever.
You need to
hot take Tuesday.
Out of respect for Bill Russell and the rivalry between the Lakers and the Celtics. I get that they're putting the number 6 on every court. They absolutely should put it on the Lakers court, but it should be in a black circle or something. You cannot put a green fucking clover on the Lakers speaks. Court for any reason, for any person, if Jesus Christ himself appeared and said, "I'll fix everything if you just put a green clover on the Lakers court." I can't do it. I saw it and had a physical reaction to it like a real regular ass fucking sports fan. Please, you cannot put a green clover on the Lakers court for this fucking year, bro.
Let's talk about your feelings, Mike. How do you feel? How do you feel? What was that? What was that reaction?
I gagged. I physically gagged. I saw it and literally went, ugh.
This is gross.
Yuck. Ugh, yucky. It's too yucky. We can't do that. Come on. So we get Kyrie, bro. We're a real team again, and we're going to have a Celtics fucking clover on the court.
But it's the number of a person that did not fuck with the Celtics either.
Yeah. No one hated Celtics fans more than number 6. So.
I agree. That's why I feel like Bill Russell would agree with me. It's disrespectful to 60 years of NBA history. There.
Just put the number there, not the clover, because he didn't fuck with that clover either. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
The only way I can deal with the clover being there is if we do get Kyrie and he stomps on it every time he comes on the court. Fucking, there's just tears flowing from Massachusetts.
Stepping on Lucky.
Oh, man. All right. We did have a little bit of Lakers news. Someone broke that the Lakers are now willing to include 2027 and 29 first-round picks in the trade conversation for Kyrie Irving with the Nets. I think all three of us are on the same page about dropping to our knees and looking at the sky and spreading our arms wide and yelling, finally.
Tyler, how do you feel about it? I wonder how do you feel about Kyrie? I don't know if you talked about that.
You know, for all the you know, y'all know I'm not a Kyrie apologist for all the off the court shit, the way he moves.
For sure,
but I think he's a phenomenal player. He, you know, fucking 2016 finals, Kyrie is the best teammate LeBron ever had. I don't even think that's arguable. So yeah,
you
know,
better than AD in 2020.
Yes,
I think so too. I think so too. I agree.
Yeah,
I think, yeah. And D Wade was, you know, on the, you know, it was later. I think by like the second year, the third year, D Wade was almost cooked. Yeah.
Yeah. 2012 finals, D Wade was the best D Wade of that Heat's run. But yeah, like bro, do it. Get fuck that them 2027 picks, 2029 picks. We are on LeBron's time. That man is 37 years old. Go ahead and get this shit done. Cause if you get Kyrie there, I mean, I think they can fucking win it all. Maybe even repeat.
Ooh,
it's it is no, that's listen.
Kyrie, LeBron, AD.
Kyrie,
I mean,
AD,
it's a lot of ifs there, right? Yeah, it's a lot of ifs. AD got to stay healthy.
You got to fill in some spots, though. You got to fill in some spots. You got to get the right guys in the right spots. But I think they can figure it out. That's a hell of a foundation to build off of for sure.
Yeah, you feel AD got to stay healthy, and Kyrie got to stay not Kyrie. You know what I'm saying?
His success
not in the playoffs. Do all that shit during the season. Take your time, baby. Get you a little, you know, you want a couple days off, you know, a mental health day. Hey, I understand that. If anybody understands that, do that for yourself. But in the playoffs, let's play basketball.
I think it's a little bit like in the NFL that like some guys who've sort of struggled a little bit in the team setting go to the Patriots and it works, right? Like I have some, I mean, and I say, I'm not a Kyrie apologist for the off the court stuff either, but it worked with Bron. It worked with Bron. And I do think there's something about that aspect of Bron's personality. Now, granted, I was kind of saying the same thing about Russ last year, but I absolutely think, like, you put a foundation of Bron, AD, and Kyrie. I'm super excited about the upcoming season. I do feel like there's a championship window there that currently does not exist, which for Bron's sake and for us as Lakers fans, like, for, you know, me and other Lakers fans, like, that's what it's about. It's all about the fucking window. 2029? Are we going to be a world at that point? It's two presidential elections away, 2029.
Jesus
my child who's in fourth grade will be about to graduate fucking high school. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? That's a future Lakers problem. Trade the 2036 picks for someone in 2029. But like, what do you
And that's such a crapshoot. It's such like the draft is such a crapshoot. You know what you're getting out of Kyrie.
We're gonna keep a championship window closed because we might draft Lonzo Ball in fucking 7 years. You know what I mean? Like,
to trade him to get somebody else to get us a chip? Like, nigga, like, you know, that's what they're using for a trade piece. Just use it for it as a trade piece. But I don't know, man. Like, I feel like with Westbrook, for me, what I worried about was that Venn diagram of like how they play basketball. It was like we said, it was close to a circle. You know what I mean? And I'm like, they're gonna get each other's way. Kyrie don't do none of that shit that nobody else doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Over there with it. We can complement what AD and Bron do. You know what I'm saying? And when it's just time to get buckets, Kyrie is always there for that. You know what I mean? And so, like, we don't go get out of Kyrie. Kyrie is not at the place that Westbrook is in his career. You know what I mean? So I'm more comfortable with this trade. I mean, being that it's those, I don't think those picks are getting away regardless, but I'm more comfortable with this trade than I was after like a week of thinking about Westbrook. I think at first we all were like, yeah. And then like by week two, I was like, I don't know how this works. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
You know what I mean?
Geter done, Rob Pelinka.
Indeed.
Geter done.
Geter done. Like that right there. Like that.
Y'all saw it floating around that KD might be willing to hold out.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I think that we're seeing so much. I don't really know enough about this to get into it, but you saw ESPN didn't report on like any of the KD said, get me a new coach shit. They just like sat it out because they're apparently like so in the bag with one side that it's just like they didn't. ESPN didn't do a story for like 14 hours about the biggest shit that happened. Like, yeah. So to the thing about KD being willing to sit out, I just feel like everyone's trying to leverage everyone else right now. Everyone's leaking everything they can to everyone they know to try and get some kind of movement on something. But because the market is so specific and limited, like Kyrie's only going to the Lakers, right? Like there's no one else is in the mix for it. That's why it's like the Nets are like, all right, we want this. And the Lakers are like, well, we know you're not going to send him anywhere else. So it's just been everyone sitting around kind of staring at each other. Hopefully the KD saying he's willing to sit out shit makes – I'm just ready for it to happen so we can start thinking about the season. Because you can't think about shit in the NBA right now until you know where Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going.
If they keep KD to the Celtics and Kyrie goes to the Lakers, shit gonna get real interesting.
With a green clover on the court in Los Angeles.
Wow. So I think like what is the piece that's is it Marcus Smart that's a piece from preventing them from getting KD? Like,
well,
what,
they
what
initially had asked for Tatum, didn't they?
Yeah, but then I mean Tatum, but they asked for that on some like on the Tyler's motto, which is the right motto. But they knew they were gonna get Tatum. So like then you go down with I'll just take Mac and Smack. You know what I mean? So like you get JB, you know what I mean? You get Marcus Smart. I think they wanted like White, you know what I mean? Like, so those three for KD, I'm making that move. You feel
the
me?
And there's reports the Sixers have emerged in the fucking KD sweepstakes.
I'm hugely rooting for the Sixers in this sweepstakes. I do not want to see Kevin Durant as a fucking Celtic.
Maury will send 30 motherfucking picks over there to get KD. He will not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested to see how those negotiations shake out.
He loves Maxie though. I think Maxie has to be. He seems to love. I love Maxie too. You know what I mean? But when it involves KD, you think a little different.
Harden, Embiid, KD, Bron, AD, Kyrie. Like we'll have some real like some shit. I would be just. As a fan, super fucking
my
excited to watch.
My gonads just swole up over here, bro. Did you feel it? I know you felt it. I know them loins.
All
that.
The blood drained out of John's face when I said that.
Right, I almost passed out.
All right, let's talk politics as we love to do on Jenkins.
Politics.
Your boy tucked the nuclear codes under his arm on the way out, Tyler.
What
did you say on Twitter? Hey, Tyler, where you got the nuclear codes, bro?
Hey, shit, they had the crib. Wow, what's up? like, how do you...
Trump,
he took...
Oh,
bro.
Wow, that's what they found? They found
bro.
That?
That's what they were looking for. He walked out of there with classified nuclear information. He was keeping it at the crib, John.
I peeped that. I didn't know it was the nuclear codes. Like, I knew it was classified information, but,
Bro, they said this shit is like a level above classified. Like they said they were going to have to do dust those papers for fingerprints to see who fucking touched them after they get them back. Like this is some serious shit, man.
I was listening to the Daily and they were saying like it was just like things that have to be recorded and have to be accounted for. And so they didn't get specific. I didn't know it was a nuclear codes. This man was like, this is cute. I'm a frame this and put this in my fucking study. Like, how insane is that? That's wild, man.
Like, I covered a baseball game at Dodger Stadium, you know, and they put your name down on the thing. Like, when I left Dodger Stadium, I was like, this is cool as fuck. I was at Dodger Stadium covering a game in the Vin Scully press box, so I took the name tag as, like, a little souvenir, you know what I mean? And that was Donald Trump with the nuclear codes. Just a little something to remember this wild and crazy adventure by.
The FBI about to be at your doors. They need that. They need that back, Mike.
That's the craziest shit I ever heard. I've got friends who are like super into politics, and they sent me a thing that said a memo went around Republicans saying, don't come out and defend this man. Like, you need to stop defending him. And this was like an hour before that news broke that it was like, oh, they were actually looking for stuff that they really need to get back. Like,
right.
I just couldn't believe that shit. Your tweet cracked me up because that was exactly it. It was like the pardon me, you took the what?
I remember they were saying he was like on leaving. It was literally like, oh, this is cute. I wanted to keep this for like a, you know, and they were trying to go talk to him like, yo, we need this for a while, and it finally gotten to the point where like, bro, you ain't, you know, like you're not negotiating with us. You're not bringing this. We need this shit back. So they just pulled up, grabbed his shit, and shook. But I didn't know it was like, yeah.
Like the warrant was filed under the international espionage. Like there is an espionage investigation.
They were saying like Mar-a-Lago is like open to the, it's private, but it's, you know, those people can pull up. And they said like, they were saying that like they can, a spy could have from another country could, you know, pull up and potentially go and find
it's a hotel.
Yeah, just snapping photos and stuff like, bro, like, and he's just, and the way Trump is, he might, you know, I think he had like a something signed from like King Jong-un or whatever, you know what I mean? Like so it was stuff that weird, and then like all the way up to the nuclear code. It was,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
But it's like Tyler said, like I saw that like, yeah, they're dusting for fingerprints because anyone who put a finger on that piece of paper committed a felony. Like,
Jesus.
Like, treason.
SPMI. You committed like the ones that were allowed, the ones that you could be killed for without trial is the crimes that you committed by touching those documents.
I haven't heard that word used like in a way that was serious. In like 30 years, you know what I mean? I think I was like 8 the last time I heard somebody say treason in a government sense, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
It was a law professor who tweeted like, this is stuff that we teach that's like, you're just teaching it for shits and giggles. Like, I didn't think having knowledge of the Espionage Act would be a relevant like job practice. Like this is a law from like 1840. You know what I mean? Like, this is a pre-Civil War shit. Like, this
motherfucker. Like some Commodore Perry shit, bro. Like, but yeah, man, this bro, it cut and dry, a former president might be a fucking spy. Like, that's as simple as it gets. And crazy shit is, Trump isn't gonna lose any of his base from this. If he somehow beats this, which a part of me thinks he is, because goddamn, can you nail this motherfucker down for something, please? But like, he's not gonna lose any of his fucking base if he's still alive and able to run in 24 and free.
They're trying to go to war with the FBI, bro.
Picketing afterwards, mm-hmm. They were out there picketing. Like, you know, this is like using his same verbiage. You know what I mean? Like, this is an attack, you know, like, this is bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Weaponizing the legal system against, fuck out of here, man.
Well, that's what, dude, the funniest shit to me, and I understand, I'm not one of the, like, idiot liberals who's on Twitter like, oh, they're being inconsistent, you know?
Right,
like,
right,
I know
right.
that they know they're being inconsistent, but it has been very funny watching conservative people wanting, like, the FBI shouldn't be acting in this way. It's like, they're literally, people were saying, defund the FBI, bro.
I wonder, like,
the woke FBI.
The woke FBI.
Once they heard nuclear codes, though, I wonder if it was like a zwink. Like, I think, regardless of how stupid you are, hearing somebody just has the nuclear codes tucked in a desk, you know what I mean, in a hotel room,
put it
you
in his sock, kind of walk down
right,
with
right.
It.
It's kind of that'll kind of bring you back to reality a little bit. I would hope so.
He took the nuclear codes out through self checkout, so he could
self check.
Right.
The thing is, Trump's base does not work in reality, dog. They do not care. Like, the only way Trump will ever lose his base is if he like steps off of the fucking bigotry and the racism. If he's like at a rally and says, you know what, black people are actually humans who deserve the same rights as us, like, you're gonna hear crickets.
Ooh, man, yeah.
Right, like, ooh, that's,
get this motherfucker,
that's the
off
only
the stage
way he'll
lose.
Right.
Get a rope.
But yeah. I mean, the thing is, we got a president committing spy, committing espionage and treason. So all that America first, make America great, all that patriotism shit, it's a fucking scam. It's not about love of country. It's about hatred of non-white Americans. And they try to dress it up like you know, we're fucking dumb and can't see through that shit.
Well, it's the same. It's
get
the same
nigger lover off the stage.
But Tyler's exactly right, and it's the same thing with the law enforcement thing. It's like with the back the blue versus the defund the FBI thing. It's like, it's all it is that they want law enforcement to exist to oppress the correct people. You know what I mean?
Those right, motherfuckers right. were swinging on Capitol Police with back the blue flagpoles. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Bro, this has been an absolute cartoon, dog. Crazy.
All right, let's talk about this is the other thing from Tyler. I'm sorry, we've been just working on football preview shit all week, so most of the topics are straight off Tyler's timeline. But the video you tweeted of that old black man losing his patience with the white dude who was being racist and harassing him on the bus and beating him until he peed himself
That was the best. I know he's been wanting to get that off his chest since 1962, dog. I was so happy for him in that moment. I was like, finally, redemption for this man.
The shock of the white man was beautiful to me, bro. Take a picture of that, a snapshot, and put that in the Louvre, baby. Put that in a moment. Put that in my bedroom. I want to buy that shit, bro. That shit was beautiful. That motherfucker was, is this happening? He was completely confused about the reality that was in front of him. And that motherfucker was dogging his ass. He put some feet on that man. He started putting feet on him. Hands and feet, literally. It got crazy, bro. And then he sat down and, bro, you know he been through some shit. I wish they had a heart rate monitor. His shit might not have got above 100. You know what I mean?
You know, facts.
He beat that man ass and sat down calmly. Didn't even break a sweat. Drop the workout routine, my nigga. Shit.
That man made the fatal mistake of sleeping on old man strength and old man Jim Crow strength. Like, once you throw segregation in the mix, that's a whole other level of old man strength that you're going to get unleashed on you, dog.
He's begging for that moment, bro. Like you said, he could he been wanting to get that off for so long, baby. You know what I mean? He did that man a favor. That's what he did to that black man. Thank you. He might get a thank you card after that. You feel me? Sheesh.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. I use Upside when I'm looking to get gasoline. It does a great job. It's so easy. It tells me where's the cheapest gas near me. It is not too good to be true. I've used it and it works. Upside is a no-brainer. What do I plan to do with all my cash back? Just be able to afford to buy gasoline, to be completely honest with you. It is so nice not only to find out where the cheapest place is, but to get the cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app. Use promo code Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code Jenkins to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code Jenkins. That's J-E-N-K-I-N-S. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now is the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. What futures bet would I make with a no-sweat bet? Well, the Rams repeating at plus 1,100 may be a good option. I might take Derrick Henry to win the rushing title. Will Kyler and the Cardinals beat the 8.5 win total? I'd probably bet negative on that one. And you can even start building out same game parlays. Just sign up using promo code JNJ, place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official betting partner of the NFL. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code JNJ to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code JNJ. That's J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, available in selected states only. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. All right. We've got a little bit of a white devilry theme for the pod today.
That's a devil.
I sent y'all the clip, the Twitter clip of the reusable fabric toilet paper.
Why?
Can we just agree? And I saw someone tweet this, but they're exactly right. Can we just agree that some things are worth destroying the planet over?
Absolutely. Toilet paper. I am not reusing fucking cloth toilet paper. I am not using non-aluminum deodorant.
I'm not using paper straws
either. Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm sick of paper straws
can go to hell, dog.
Right? The fuck? My carbon footprint don't got shit to do with these big-ass corporations. Y'all the ones killing turtles, bro, not me. You know what I'm saying? Me and my little bin destroyer. Fuck y'all.
I be stopping in the middle of the street when I see a turtle across the street to bring their ass across, bro. I ain't the one killing their ass.
We are friends of the turtles.
That is the homie. You feel me?
Turtles are the homies.
They ain't never did nothing to me. We besties. You feel me?
But they have me out here trying to drink fucking strawberry Surf Rider smoothies through a goddamn cardboard tube.
Bro, and that shit be soggy as hell soggy after the first four. I mean, bro, we could do better, man. I might even start getting just the reusable joints, the metal straws. Them shit's kind of hard.
Someone died, though, off that.
How?
They sneezed or someone like hit him in the back or something, but it went through their eyeball.
Goddamn. Who did that shit? Was this like premeditated?
No, I think it was just like a freak accident. But if you think about it,
makes sense.
It's like you carrying a pipe around. Basically, it's just a pipe.
Stainless steel.
Bro, that's some like Final Destination stuff though, right?
Yeah. That's how I feel nervous, about, the, man. How I feel about the turtles and the plastic straws. Like, this happened once, bro. That video went viral, but marine biologists were saying like, it's just plastic generally, not straws in particular.
You know what I mean? It's not like there's a rash of turtles out there, but if one person died over a metal straw, is that not the same as one turtle dying over a plastic straw? Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to add two more things to the list of things that's worth destroying the world for to me. One of them is disposable diapers, 1,000,000%. I know. We have friends that was trying to, you know, sell us on the, oh, it's a service and they'll come and pick them up. I said, you're out of your fucking mind, bro. They could start the landfill in my backyard. We are taking this shit off and throwing it away. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
And then my other one is air conditioning. You know, I just like, man, I've been in Vegas. I'm going to this summer. I'm going to Fresno next week. We're just going to have to find a way to repair the ozone layer. I don't know what to tell you.
Mike got a long ass list, bro. He said, fuck the planet. He said,
burn this motherfucker down. I feel him now.
20 minutes. He said, I feel him. He said, fuck everything. Shit.
All right. We talked about, I love when we go on a weird tangent on the pod and then we get data back from it. We talked about Pee Wee Herman last week and John made a comment. What did you say about Barney?
Oh, I was,
no, that was Tyler that made that comment. Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? They just came down on Pee Wee Herman, not because he was beating his dick, but because he was beating his dick in a gay thing. I was like, bro, everybody beat their dick, man. Right. I was like, I'm sure Barney was out here goddamn beating his dick. And then when I found out this motherfucker was an escort, I was like, goddamn.
He was dropping that dick.
He was dropping that dick.
Dropping
off.
That thing off, you feel me?
Someone
good for him, shit.
Someone said the guy is now a. I'm trying to find the story because a couple people tweeted this, but someone said that he's a sex therapist now.
Is he
Barney the Dinosaur?
Hey, let's do a. They need to do something on Netflix. A mini doc. Interesting as a motherfucker. That's a Dos Equis man. You know what I'm saying? He's that's interesting as fuck. But it's funny though. When I look at, I never looked at Barney. We knew it was a dude in there, right? I wouldn't think that motherfucker got that thing on him, though. You know what I mean? You just think it's Barney. Like, Barney doesn't even have a phallus. You know what I mean? And it's just funny that there's some dudes out here in these suits that got that thing and dropping off that work outside of the suit. You know what I mean? It's just, the life is interesting, man. It's crazy.
His name is David Joyner, and he runs a tantric sex therapy business that he started in 2004.
He fucking.
A full
that's some spiritual sex though, ain't it? Like you fuck the body, like, the mind, like, yeah, and the soul.
It's like when you
like,
tap into some shit and you fuck for like 6 hours, right?
Isn't you can fuck without even touching through tantric sex, yeah, right?
He said it's a full session of him teaching you lasts 3 hours and costs $350.
To last
I just
3 said, hours.
I just made that statement where I looked at me like, yeah. What you know about tantric sex? We got a conversation to have after this, Bubba. I'm telling you that.
We just became the other kind of podcast.
She said, my people created it. What are you talking about? Okay. I'll see you guys later. Podcast over.
All right. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was I sent you guys a screenshot of. This is a tweet from Solomon, Missouri, of the greatest thread in Twitter history fame. Shout out to Solomon, Missouri.
Real one.
He tweeted the screenshot of someone posted two rappers beefing is just two grown men writing poems about each other.
Where's the lies, they say.
Bro, I love that. I love when like shit that seems like it's one thing and it's broken down in a way that makes it seem so different. like, cause we think it's talking. Our face when we hear her, like, I'll go back to Nas and Jay-Z. Oh, and we would have really thought about it for like what it truly was. Would we have been all scrunchy faced? Like, when, you know what I mean? He called him a camel damn. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the meanest poem though I've ever heard someone
write. Right. We would have been snapping our fingers listening to that shit. You know what I mean?
And that's wild as fuck, because this for sure been like poets who were beefing with each other, and those motherfuckers never even wrote poems about each other. So that's crazy as fuck.
They was throwing hands. Was it? They was fighting. Oh, shit.
Y'all know
what poets
Moby
was
Dick?
Beefing back in the day, though? What poets were beefing back in the day?
Poets were always beefing. Back in Ireland, like the...
Lord Byron. And who's Lord Byron beefing with? He had a real famous beef, right?
Tennyson.
Yeah.
What did the development to? Is they challenged y'all to a duel?
That was,
good job, Mike. Let's go. Hey, class is in session. I'm my legs crossed. I'm ready. Talk to me.
No, but they back in Ireland, that's like they had like Irish battle rap was like there was like a group of people that would travel around, a group of poets, and they were basically like roast comics. Like they would come into a town and they would write limericks about like people would pay them and be like, do one about the mayor. And they would write the meanest shit they could think of about the mayor.
But I'm saying they were were they going to the town or the poet they was beefing with and clown that poet?
I mean, there's writers who've like killed themselves and shit like that. But yeah, I mean, it's more so.
I know that.
Was that
what happened to the beef? Let's get to the beef. That guy
It was Lord Byron and John Keats who were beefing.
Oh, Keats.
Okay, okay.
And hold up. I'm gonna read y'all a bar from John Keats.
Let's go.
All right, and this is in a letter that John Keats wrote to his brother George in September of 1819, where he says, "You speak of Lord Byron and me. There is this great difference between us. He describes what he sees. I describe what I imagine. Mine is the hardest task." God damn!
Woo!
Barred that man up.
Hey. Ether.
Let's go.
This is going to be, I'm going to dive into this and this will be a whole topic on the next pod. I'm excited now.
Okay. We got another topic though we're waiting on.
What's that?
And I'm really excited about this one.
What?
Your homie. Who said being straight is the gayest thing ever? I need to know the logic.
He said, yeah, a gay friend of mine said, quote, "There's nothing gayer than straight men."
And please explain what was his logic? I love that thought.
His logic was, think about basically any form of like stereotypical masculinity. Like, what is gayer than a football team, bro? You know what I mean? It's like a bunch of men walking around naked in the locker room and then like getting each other psyched up. Like, we're about to go fuck those guys up. Like, you know what I mean? Right. You know, like the classic forms of like, oh, you're like fighting with a guy and then you guys like you like make up and like buy each other a drink and you're bros. Like, this, like, that is, it's gay as fuck. Like, it's just... Like, I mean, I think we all had that moment at some point in high school where there was a kid at our high school who was like the most homophobic dude, right? Who said pause after everything, who would out of absolutely fucking nowhere, right? Be like, oh, but not me, though. You know what I mean? Like, just that dude. We all had that moment where you looked at that dude and went, why is he so insecure about this particular subject, right? That's really our entire masculine culture in this country is that guy. Or at least it was until, you know, the last 10 to 15, 20 years, whatever. So that was basically his point. And I can't really, you know, he's like, a straight guy just wants to get a powerful car, you know, and just really ride that car as fast as he can.
How old was this dude when he said this?
We were in college.
What a thought.
Shout out to my homie Pete. That's my homie Pete.
Yeah. Football commentary is gay as hell. Like, running backs hit the hole before it closes and all types of wild shit. Like,
but it's true. Like you can't, like, listen, you cannot express admiration for a baseball player without sounding gay. You know what I mean? Like, it's all rooted in the same. It's like, wow, he's got a football. Boy, he fucking swings it.
Like, that guy's a stud.
As King Sus, I love going as sus as possible when it comes to the commentary. I love that, bro. So, for sure.
But I do think there's something too. I mean, like, because at least the traditional masculinity in America, and I'm a believer that there's a modern masculinity that's not this way, but traditional masculinity is rooted in misogyny, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's rooted in, like, we're the... it's the same shit, right. But like, and so we're the ones, you know, like, you know, it's hanging out with your bros, like, oh, my wife is making me do this, you know.
right.
And I don't know, I was raised by a single mom. I can't say I participated in traditional masculinity in many ways until I became a working sports professional or whatever, but like, it's very true. Like, a lot of this shit just doesn't make any sense. Obviously, my dad being gay sort of influenced the way that I thought about a lot of things from a young age, but like, it's very true. I mean, a lot of the masculinity is grounded in insecurity and misogyny. And big it's facts. Very like, big you know facts. What I mean? Like, oh, I need the, I mean, you see this gender war shit on Twitter daily still. Like, do you want the approval of men more than you want the love of your wife? And a lot of married human beings in this country and maybe globally, I don't know. The answer is yes.
I told you, my buddy Jabari said he got off Twitter before he took a little hiatus. He says too many men looking for the approval of other men. You know what I mean? Like it really got under his skin. And I'm like, yeah, bro. But I love that. I love that thought. I love that. I might take that. I'll cite him though. Pete, right?
Pete. I'll tell you more Pete, about you know that. I mean? I don't want to blow Pete's spot up because he has a grown up job.
He has a real gig. He's not like us. He's not kids forever.
He's not getting paid to talk about the shit that we were talking about Peter when he was Pan drunk in college adults, the way that we are. Yeah.
Right.
I have a version of that we could talk about in another pod, which is that there's nothing stupider than smart people.
I'm interested in hearing that.
We get into that a little. All right, that's all the time we got on Jenkins and Jones this week. We'll be back on Thursday. Thank you for fucking with us, and hope the start of your week goes smooth. Hope everyone's Monday is good. Hope you
hell
see
yeah
Monday.
Enjoy your Monday. I'm going to be great in Mexico. Monday, guys.
Oh hell yeah.
Bye.
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 There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.